A workplace risk occurs if there is an exposure pathway for ionizing radiation from a source to people. If they occur in combination with a receptor, that is, people and an exposure pathway, they are an occupational risk. The risk can be controlled by eliminating either the source, the pathway, or the receptor. Let's take an example. Radioactive dust is the source, and inhalation is the pathway. The effect of either of the two can be eliminated by using respiratory protection, which eliminates the pathway. Select the tabs to learn more about the different types of radiation exposure pathway. Radioactive materials emit three types of ionizing radiation: alpha, beta, and gamma. Let's go through them in brief. Alpha radiation consists of alpha particles that are made up of two protons and two neutrons. These are strongly ionizing and can penetrate up to less than 1 millimeter in skin and 3 centimeters in air. There is no external risk, as alpha radiation does not penetrate into living skin layers. However, they cause the largest internal risk. Beta radiation consists of beta particles that are made up of electrons, much less massive and less charged than alpha. These can penetrate up to 1 centimeter of skin and 6 to 8 meters in air. Gamma radiation are high-energy electromagnetic radiation, not massive or charged, hence not strongly ionizing, but very penetrating. These can cause the largest external risk. Let's understand how far the particles can penetrate through different objects. Alpha particle is stopped by a single sheet of paper. The beta particles can easily penetrate a paper, but cannot penetrate the human body. X-rays can penetrate a human body and are eventually absorbed if they penetrate steel or concrete. Gamma rays can also penetrate the human body. They are more energetic and hence more penetrating than X-rays, but are eventually stopped if they penetrate dense materials such as steel or concrete. Because of their exceptional ability to penetrate other materials, neutrons can travel great distances in air and require very thick, hydrogen-containing materials, such as concrete or water, to block them. Fortunately, however, neutron radiation primarily occurs inside a nuclear reactor, where many feet of water provide effective shielding. Select the icon to learn more about the electromagnetic spectrum. It is imperative to know about the radiation exposure dose limits in place for radiation protection. Radiation exposure to people is measured in sieverts. The unit measures biological risk of different types of radiation. This way, the effect of different radiation types can be directly compared to each other, even though they may harm different parts of a human body. Here are a few conversions of units. Now, let's talk about the dose limits. International dose limits are risk-based. The standard dose limit is 20 millisieverts per annum for workers who are fit for work and are above 18 years of age. And the standard dose limit is 1 millisievert per annum for members of the public. The public dose limit is lower than the occupational dose limit because the most sensitive people, the unborn infants, are most sensitive to ionizing radiation. The public dose limit is defined for the most sensitive section of its members, the unborn infants. Exposure dose limits refer to exposures that occur as a result of working with radiation and explicitly do not include either natural or man-made background radiation. Epidemiological studies on the effects of radiation have shown that risk below 100 millisieverts is so low that it cannot be demonstrated. As we move towards the next topic, let's recapitulate this famous quote by Paracelsus. Poison is in everything, and nothing is without poison. The dosage makes it either a poison or a remedy. There are sources of radioactive materials of varying intensity at the mine. These are uranium ore and uranium ore dust, uranium oxide concentrate, and sealed radioactive sources used for measurement purposes. Radiation sources at the mine occur in different concentration of radioactivity. Uranium ore, ore dust, and tailings material contain very low concentrations of uranium, and their radioactivity is therefore low. Uranium oxide yellowcake and calcined uranium oxide have a uranium content of up to 80% and are therefore much higher in radioactivity than the ore and tailings material. Sealed sources, where these are used in the mine, contain radioactive cesium, which has a far higher radioactivity concentration than uranium oxide. There are various sources of radiation at the mine. These are LLRD, radon, and gamma radiation. Select each tab to learn more. LLRD, long-lived radioactive dust, occurs in low radioactivity concentrations at the tailings facility, through mining activities, through blasting, hauling, and crushing and milling activities. In these areas, dust masks provide sufficient protection from inhalation of radioactive dust. Long-lived radioactive dust at the final product recovery area is from pure yellowcake or uranium oxide, so it is much more concentrated in radioactivity. In this area, it is essential to wear respirators while inside the area at all times, even if the area does not appear to be dusty. Radon. Uranium-bearing ores and tailings are a source of radon, specifically to open pit, the waste rock dumps, and the tailings facility. However, all of these areas are well ventilated as they are exposed to the environment, and hence, radon concentrations in these ventilated areas are generally low to moderate. In confined spaces and offices, there can be an additional need for regular ventilation. Gamma radiation. Where uranium is concentrated in the environment, there is an increase of the ambient gamma radiation. Sources of above background gamma radiation at the mine include the open pit, the ore stockpiles, concentration tanks and pipes, as well as the final product itself when it is being drummed and containerized. You can limit your exposure to gamma radiation by restricting the time you spend in an area of elevated gamma radiation, by increasing your distance to any source of radiation, and by employing dense shielding materials. For example, all sealed sources at the mine are encapsulated with a lead casing, which shields the radiation emitted by the source inside the casing. Select the icon on the screen to view the sources of information on radiation effects. Now, let's take the case of the Erongo region. Background radiation in the Erongo region is about 2 millisieverts per annum. Let's go through this pie chart to know about the various sources of background radiation. The major sources of terrestrial radiation are uranium, thorium, and potassium in the environment. Cosmic radiation arises from the sun and from other sources outside the Earth. Most of the cosmic radiation is shielded by the Earth's atmosphere and magnetic field, so that there is only a small dose from cosmic radiation. All foods and drinks contain small amounts of radioactivity, thereby leading to an internal radiation dose from ingestion. The air we breathe contains traces of naturally occurring radioactive materials, thereby leading to a small dose from inhalation. The radiation caused by radon gas, a decay product of uranium, is also a major source of radiation. On average, medical procedures such as medical X-rays lead to an additional exposure to radiation, referred to as medical background radiation. In addition to natural and medical background radiation, man-made products cause an additional small exposure, referred to as man-made background radiation. Sources of man-made background radiation include flying, security X-rays, smoke detectors, and smoking. Select the icon on the screen to view the worldwide distribution of radiation exposure. Since exposure to ionizing radiation may be harmful to the body, it is imperative to understand and apply the relevant controls used to limit radiation exposures. Methods used to limit radiation exposure are defining radio protection zones. This is needed to either limit the dose to workers or to prevent the spread of radioactive contamination to other areas. Setting occupancy limits, that is, limiting the time spent in exposure areas. Installing ventilation, which is particularly important for radon exposures. For office workers, it is advised that opening windows for half an hour per day helps to reduce radon levels in offices. Adopting dust or fume control measures, for example, by enclosing dust-producing processes or by wetting roads and conveyors with crushed materials to prevent dust distribution. Practicing personal hygiene facilities, which include showers and on-site clothes washing facilities. Using personal hygiene facilities, which include change rooms and on-site clothes washing facilities. When leaving a contaminated area, it is imperative to wash thoroughly before eating, drinking, or going home after work. Having contamination control in the form of contamination monitoring. Administrative controls include measures such as time restriction for select jobs. In the image, the poster explains how to calculate the time allocated to a tank cleaning job after the gamma dose rate inside the tank has been measured. Training. Training includes awareness raising and information about radiation exposure in the workplace and capacity building for radiation protection professionals. Wearing personal protection equipment in the form of dust masks, respirators, gloves, overalls, and organizing emergency plan and drills. Workers who are at risk of receiving a dose of 5 millisieverts or more per year are classified as radiation workers. They undergo continuous monitoring of gamma radiation, monthly testing of uranium in urine levels, and monthly pregnancy testing for females.